Play Ball! Play Ball with Babe Ruth! Play Ball with the Navy! The United States Navy brings you the adventures of Babe Ruth. And here to tell you about the immortal Babe is the man who knew him so well, his pal, the popular sports reporter, Steve Martin.
In big league baseball, there have been many goats. Players who failed when the chips went down or who pulled a bonehead play to lose a World Series. But before I tell you tonight's story, I have a message for you. You may remember that on this program, I've occasionally talked about the future of young men. I have because I've been through the mill myself and know the great importance of deciding right at the beginning of your career exactly where you're going. When you're dreaming of your future, picture yourself streaking across the sky in a sleek jet fighter, of making your first landing on a carrier deck. And when you walk down the street of your own hometown, you're wearing those coveted Navy wings of gold, a full-fledged naval aviator. If you qualify as a naval aviation cadet, training, adventure, and travel await you.
And there's more than that, Steve. After you've spent 2 years on active duty with the fleet, you may be selected for a lifetime career as a naval officer with all the privileges of regular Navy life.
Well, sure, Jack. And as an officer, you have the highest social and professional standing, free medical care for yourself and family, and numerous other advantages. I don't know how much more a fella can want.
That's certainly my feeling, Steve. And if you fellows want to fly with the fleet and wear Navy wings of gold, write to NAVCAD. That's NAVCAD, NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. And now back to Steve Martin and the adventures of Babe Ruth.
It was late in July, and the Yankees, riddled by infield injuries, were in a bad way. I was having dinner in the hotel dining room with manager Huggins and the Babe.
When is this new shortstop? You know, the kid who's been burning up the bushes. When's he going to join us, Hug?
Well, he's doing here tonight, Babe, but I'm worried. I understand he's a bit eccentric.
A screwball, you mean, Hug?
Yeah, I guess so, Steve. That might mean trouble.
I don't care how big a screwball he is. If he's a hard-hitting shortstop, he's what the doctor ordered.
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Hey, Steve, Hug, look. There's a goat loose in here.
A what?
A goat.
A great big billy goat, see?
Holy smokes!
Get him, man. He's coming right for us.
I'll stop him.
No, Babe, you'll get
hurt. I've got to stop him before he kills somebody.
Oh, goat!
Babe made a flying tackle, caught the goat by the horns, and went down with him. I grabbed the animal's legs and was hanging on for dear life when a skinny, sunburned guy came rushing in with a broken clothesline. We had Mr. Goat wrapped up when Henri, the head waiter, arrived.
Monsieur Huggins, this is outrage. Behold my dining room. She is wrecked.
Don't blame me, Henri. It isn't my goat.
But it is the goat of this man, this assassin with the rope. He say he is one of your baseballers.
He is not.
Sure I am, Mr. Huggins. I'm Barney Jones, your new shortstop. From Sioux Falls, you know.
What? Did you bring this goat in here?
Naturally. I couldn't come here without Sweet William.
You hear, Monsieur Huggins? He admits it.
I'm sorry about this little trouble, but Sweet William saw the bass drum on the bandstand. Whenever he sees a bass drum, he charges it.
Well, you can charge right back to Sioux Falls with him. This is a big league ball club, not a zoo. Save your breath, Babe. I've got enough trouble without getting mixed up with a screwball and a goat.
I'm not a screwball.
Wait a minute, Barney. Look, Hug. Barney hit close to 400 in Sioux Falls.
401, to be exact.
I don't care.
With Sewell and Duggan and Lazari hurt, we've lost most of our power. Barney might give us just the punch we need.
Put me and Sweet William in the lineup and we'll win the pennant for you, Mr. Huggins.
Do you hear that, Babe? He wants us to put his goat in the lineup. He's as nutty as a fruitcake.
You don't understand, Hug.
No, you see, Sweet William is my mascot. Since my sister gave him to me 2 months ago, no pitcher's been able to get me out. I never hit over 250 before, but now I'm hitting over 400. It's because of Sweet William.
That stopped Manager Huggins. He'd been around long enough to know that ball players are the most superstitious guys in the world. And when he understood that Barney's goat didn't have to be on the field during the games, but could stay in the clubhouse, he gave in. But Babe had to agree to room with Barney and Sweet William. No other player would. Well, the next afternoon, Barney was nothing short of terrific. he banged out four straight hits, two of them doubles with the bases loaded, and the Yanks won their first game in a week. And Barney went right on being terrific. He slaughtered the Red Sox practically single-handed, and he murdered the Athletics and the Senators. The other players caught the fever, and when the Yankees finished that home stand and took to the road, they'd come all the way from fifth place to second.
Well, Hug, what do you think about Barney and Sweet William now?
Oh, it's too good to last, babe. Something's bound to happen.
All that's going to happen is we're going to win the pennant again. How about that?
I'm not so sure, babe. Not only Barney, but the whole club is beginning to think that blasted goat is responsible for our winning streak. Something's sure to happen.
Oh, stop being a worrywart, Hug. Look, if I can stand it with Sweet William keeping me awake all night, you can too. Especially when it's winning a flag for you.
Hug was right. Something did happen the moment we got to Chicago. We came out of the LaSalle Street station to get into taxi cabs, and there was a parade going by on Jackson Boulevard. Well, the first thing anybody knew, Sweet William had jerked his rope out of Barney's hand and was off to the races.
He saw the bass drum in the band. Sweet William, come back here! Sweet William, come back here!
All the ball players, even Huggins, dropped their suitcases and charged after that crazy goat. Sweet William made straight for the bass drum in the band, put down his head, and rammed through it. Came out on the other side and kept going with us after him. Well, the last we saw of him, he was headed south down an alley. That afternoon, Barney went hitless. And Babe, who was not only dizzy from lack of sleep, but lame from being butted by Sweet William, was horse-collared, too. The White Sox shellacked us, and they did it again the next 2 days. Huggins raved in the clubhouse.
What's the matter with you guys? You're playing like sick old men. You've lost all your spirit.
That's because I lost Sweet William, Mr. Huggins.
Shut up! Barney, you're an idiot, but the rest of you fellas ought to know better. Now, this has gone far enough.
It wouldn't be so bad if Sweet William had a good home. But he was heading right for the stockyards. He's probably a can of glue now.
Stop it, I said! Now, you saps, listen to me.
Unless something's done, Steve, this club will not only lose the pennant, it'll finish in the cellar.
I know, Babe, but what can we do? You can't carry the load yourself. You need Barney, but he's a bust without his goat.
We've got to get him a goat.
Not a goat. Sweet William. And he's either glue, like Barney says, or he's in New Mexico.
Wait a minute, I've got an idea, Steve. I'll see you later.
Late that night, Babe knocked on my door. When I opened it...
What? Babe! Is that Sweet William?
What do you think, Steve?
Well, it looks like... Well, no, this goat isn't Sweet William.
Who says it isn't?
I do. Why, this goat...
Come with me, Steve.
Huh? Where?
Right across the hall to mine and Barney's room.
Babe, it won't work!
Quiet. Barney's a city boy, not a farm boy. Barney, where are you, Barney?
I was just packing my suitcase, Babe. I'm going back to What the... Sweet William!
Uh-huh. Say howdy to your papa, Sweet William.
Hey, wait. This isn't Sweet William.
Why, sure it is,
It isn't. Sweet William has horns.
Oh. Well, you see, Barney, the people who found Sweet William the other day had to cut his horns off. He was too friendly with them.
Oh. Hey, this goat doesn't smell like Sweet William. It doesn't smell hardly at all.
Well, sure not. He just got a bath.
Oh. Well, what do you know? Sweet William is back. Oh, boy, am I sorry for those White Sox tomorrow.
I was sorry for the White Sox the next day, too, when Babe and Barney, who hit like madmen again, got through with them. And I was sorry for St. Louis and then for Detroit, when Babe and Barney waded through both those towns for a clean sweep of 8 games. We went into Cleveland and took 2 games and were tied for first place.
Oh, you sweet William, huh, Steve?
We're living on borrowed time, babe. Barney may be a city boy who doesn't know anything about goats, but he's going to find out.
Oh, forget it. We've got nothing to worry about.
But that was one time the big fellow was wrong, because he'd overlooked a little lady called Mother Nature. There was a doubleheader the next day, and when I went to the clubhouse with the Yankees after the first game, the trainer and clubhouse man were running around like crazy. And there were three goats there. The phony sweet William had given birth to two kids.
You fooled me, babe. It wasn't sweet William after all. You lied to me.
Now, wait, Barney. I did it for your good, too.
It's all over. The charm is broken. Now I'll just be a bush league ball player again.
Now, no, you won't. Listen, Barney.
Oh, it's no use. It's all over, I tell you. I can't hit a balloon without sweet.
Barney, come back here.
Well, there goes our pennant, babe. We're finished.
Maybe not, Hug. Barney, I want you to listen to me a moment.
I forgive you, babe.
Oh, never mind that. You're going back on the field.
No,
and...
babe, I'm through. I'm just a punk busher without sweet William.
Oh, yeah? Look, you dummy. These last 2 weeks, while you were pounding the cover off the ball, you thought it was because Sweet William was in your corner.
Well, yeah.
But Sweet William wasn't in your corner. You were doing it by your own self. Catch on?
Well, you mean...
I mean you're a terrific ball player in your own right, Barney. The goat happened to be around when you hit your stride, so you figured he was the reason. But now you found out that wasn't so. You don't need any superstitious mumbo-jumbo to help you knock the ball out of the lot. All you need is a bat.
Well, yeah. You're right, babe. It wasn't Sweet William. I am a big leaguer in my own right.
Sure you are, kid.
Well, what do you know?
Babe, you're wonderful. Well, what are you guys standing around for? Hey, we got another game to win today. You, Barney. Get out on the field now.
Yes, sir, Hug. And I'm the boy to win it for you. Come on, gang, let's go.
And I got to hand it to you, babe. I didn't know you were such a good psychologist.
Hey, don't give me any of those $5 words, Steve. I did it strictly from desperation.
You mean you need that World Series sugar?
I mean I needed sleep.
Oh.
Did you ever try sleeping with a goat chewing your toes all night?
Thanks a lot, Steve Martin, for this amusing adventure of Babe Ruth. And you fellows who may have been dreaming of a career in aviation, think of naval aviation. In a recent survey, 95% of businessmen queried stated that the ability to fly an airplane would be a definite advantage to a young man seeking a job. That statement fits right into the Naval Aviation Cadet Program. To college men who can meet the high physical standards, the Naval Aviation Cadet Program offers an unbeatable chance to learn to fly. First, you spend about 2 years in flight training at the Navy's colorful Annapolis of the Air at Pensacola, Florida. Upon completion of that training, you're commissioned a naval officer, awarded your Navy Wings of Gold, and assigned to 2 years on active flight duty. Later, your Navy flying experience, the best in the world, will be valuable in civilian life. For full details, for the new illustrated booklet, Wear Navy Wings of Gold, write to NAVCAD. That's NAVCAD, NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. And if you're interested, as most young fellows are, in the Navy's great sports program, stop in at your local Navy recruiting office and ask for your free copy of the colorful and interesting booklet, Play Ball Around the World. What's on deck for next week, Steve Martin?
Well, Jack, next week I've got an exciting story of the time that the big fella and Eddie the Bad Boy tangled with a Chicago gangster. Brother, that was something.
Sounds terrific, Steve, and we'll all be listening. The Adventures of Babe Ruth is written by Ben Freeman, produced by Woody Close, directed by Ronald Dawson, and presented by the United States Navy.